This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Forest, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Somebody that came through those doors, don't leave out the same way they come. Speak to me, Lord, I speak to your people. Anoint us, I ask that the Holy Spirit of our mind, body, heart. And Lord, we just come to one thing, to praise the name of the Lord. We bless your word today. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want to say good morning to all of you all. Thank God for this day. If you have your Bibles, go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
Good to be here.
15 verse. Daniel, chapter 3. God has a word. They were singing that song. Somebody was singing that song. I got one song I sing. I need you. That's all I
can do. All right, sing it.
Daniel chapter 3.
Amen.
The Old Testament.
15 verse. Of that chapter.
I'll read it. God is good.
All
even when doors be shut in your face, they'll say, thank you, Lord. Chapter 3 and verse 15. The book of Daniel. I like what Daniel.
Yes, sir.
He prayed for the nation. Moses fought for the nation.
Yes,
and Jeremiah cried for the nation. He said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 15 verse says, now if you be ready at that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psalter, the dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you should be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?
Hello.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, God, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, says, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou set up. Drop down a little further. Verse 23. And these men, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24 says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was stunned and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three bound into the midst of a burning fire? He answered and said, yea, Lord, true, O king. He answered and said, ah, Lord, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the four is the son. Don't take no wood nothing. Don't take no wood nothing.
Come on now.
Grandma used to always tell us that.
Don't take no wood
nickels. I mean, people going, Andre, come to you one way, but ain't gonna mean you no good. And the people that do that is the people that come in your own household.
Yes, it is.
Can I get a witness? Y'all know I ain't lying. I'm saying again, the people that do want to try to get some wood nickels is in your own household. It don't be the strangers. It don't be the dope heads. It don't be the alcohol. It be someone right in your own house trying to give you some wood nickels, Miss Pat. That's why I say don't take no wood nickels. God is able this morning, ain't he? How many of you know that he woke you up this morning? While we were sleeping in Yama's land, Andre. God woke us up this morning.
Yes,
he said, men have called, but few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that said Jesus, Jesus, that don't mean that.
Yes, amen.
And see, when you're chosen, you don't have a lot.
Yes,
I mean, you depends on the Lord.
Amen.
Because I can rest assured, see those boys like Elijah, he lived off the fat of the land. He didn't have much, but he had the Holy Ghost with him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can I get with you? Yeah. Even Jesus, when he came down here in the fat, he didn't have much. He said, I'm from above you, from a knee. Everything he had, he used, he borrowed it. But he knew how to give back.
Amen.
See, when you're anointed, you don't glorify them. Because that ain't of you anyway. It's a gift come from God. How do I know? Go to Acts 5:32. Say, we are witness of these things. And so also the Holy Ghost from God and give it to them that obey him. Acts 5:32 say that. That's a gift. It come from God, and he take it whenever he be ready. Great is he that's in me, that's he that's in the world. Don't take no with him. On this fourth Sunday, there are many people that portraying to be somebody that they're not. I'm Eugene Stevens, and what you see is what you get. And I'm not a doctor, I'm just Eugene Stevens. And I'm not trying to be big, I'm not trying to be small, I'm just who I am. What you see is what you get. Y'all know that song? What you see is what you get. Y'all remember Freddy's dead and all that kind of stuff? Freddy's on the corner now. Trying to be a junkie now. Come on now, man.
Come on, real.
Be too holy up in him.
All right. Go ahead on, real.
The only good man I know is Jesus.
That's right.
And then Jesus checked that lawyer in Matthew 19:12. He said, ain't but one good, and that's my daddy in here.
All right.
In the text, you will find that them old boys was of the captivity of Babylon. And Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, God had warned, poor Jeremiah, they did him so bad. God had warned them through the prophet Jeremiah. See, a prophet is a preacher. He can be a bishop, whatever. A seer, they call him the seer of this conference. That's S-E-E-R, a seer, that means a prophet. Jeremiah had told the children of Israel that because of the sins y'all did and because of y'all whoredom y'all did, I'm going to lead you into captivity of Babylon for 70 years. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Don't take no witness. And they did not believe Jeremiah. And I'm going to do a little teaching for a minute, y'all don't mind. I got some minutes, 8:12, I got a couple minutes now before the gang come on. Look, they were of the captivity, and the Bible said that Jeremiah began to tell Pasha, if you turn to Jeremiah chapter 20, when we love to say that, it was like fire shut up in my bones. We love to say that, but do you know why Jeremiah said that? Because Jeremiah told the Lord, I don't want to have nothing to do with you no more.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
My family done drove me down and put me out. I just moved up the street. They put me out of my house. Pastor done put me in the dungeon and upper bed when he pulled me out of the system. Go read it for yourself. It's in your Bible if you ain't throw it out. It's the Old Testament. And the Bible said, Jeremiah told the Lord, look, Lord, I know you say you called me, you did all this, but look, man, just leave me alone.
That's right.
It didn't say it like that, but that's what it means. And the Bible said that Jeremiah began to leave and began to didn't want to be bothered with the Lord. But let me tell you something. When the Lord calls you, he signifies his sickness on you. He put a beggar going on you to let you know you are married to him. Even if I don't, Miss Pat, want to preach to the Lord, God will still put that baby on and hook my butt. Because I've been chosen 25 years ago to go and preach to the highway, the byway, even the one that don't want to hear preaching anyway. Because I've chosen you when you were sick.
That's right.
I'm not sick, filthy. I'm talking about sick in the head, smoking weed and all that kind of stuff. Can I get a rock? Come on, me now. Ain't talking about it again now. Come on, I'm talking about me now. See, I don't need nobody to tell my testimony for me. Because I don't want the rocks to cry when I pray. Because he said, if you hold your mouth, the rocks will cry. And Jesus meant what he said. Look at the text. I'm trying to bring you up here. They were country folks, I call them. They were inmates. They didn't do nobody wrong, but they was, you know how people will say, the good have to suffer for the bad. Well, that's what these boys were. They wasn't around when their ancestors was acting a fool, and God got mad and put them in captivity, but they had to reap the percussion of the ancestors. Well, they're in captivity, and the Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar began to, I'm gonna try it this way. If you go back to chapter 1, the Bible says Jehoiakim was the king in the third year, and he ruled, but the Lord allowed the children of Israel into the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes, Lord.
That's in chapter 1. Go read it. See, the Holy Ghost, you can't buy with money. And you can't try to shuck and jive nobody either. That's why I say don't take no wood milk. Because you can't fool God at no time. God is weak. God is weak.
Yes, he really
is. I was outside of Winfield Funeral Home yesterday, as I said this morning. And some of the classmates that I came up with and some of the people that I grew up with, I was trying to get in there, Miss Patton, get out, because I just wanted to sign the book and look at Miss Claudia. You know, she was 77 years old, God bless her soul. But she had children that came up with us, and I was trying to get out, but you know, wherever I go, somebody will always stop.
That's all right.
And so the bounty takers and stuff, they were there, and I shook Miss Phillips' hand, and her son, I'm telling you, I always encouraged somebody.
Right.
You know, and I said, y'all doing a great work over here at Winfield Funeral Home, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I went on, so I was with Stuart when I came back out. And one of my brothers that grew up with me, he said, Eugene, I've been holding this for 40-some years. He said, when you was out there doing your thing, that wasn't you. You was just trying to fit in with the crowd. Now, my mama used to always say, God bless her soul, Eugene, why are you hanging around them dudes? You got education. But I always wanted to be a dude. I don't know why. But he told me in Winfield Funeral Home parking lot, he said, me and my sisters, we used to talk about you all the time. We knew that God was in you all the time when you was a little child.
Right.
I said, why? Because of your mind. Mm-hmm. He told me that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just wanted to come from Texas to tell you that because now look at you now. I said, proof in the pudding. What I'm trying to tell you, God is no short of what he can do. They used to call me the black sheep of the family. My other brothers who got doctors and all that. I ain't got that behind my name. I got B.A.D. B.A. Born again. I know how to treat people. I know how to encourage people. I know when somebody talk about me, I know how to turn that bad into good. I say, yeah, he be there. Might not even know you. But if I can't lift you up, I'm not going to pull you down.
All right.
That's the Holy Ghost. And I ain't got to have a dime in my pocket. But long as I got King Jesus, yes, he did that, but I went out there on Calvary, and I know that right now the blood still works.
Yes, it
does.
Don't you know what that
is? Yes, Lord.
Nebuchadnezzar, Miss Pat, had built a statue of 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said that he had made a decree that anybody that don't bow down to my golden image, I want to be cast into the burning fiery furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we is. Some of us in the fiery furnace this moment. Let me bust your bubble again. Some of us in the fiery furnace because we have our relatives on the, what you call that thing, computer, that little thing. We have them here on the computer instead of them going with us to church. They still on the computer. I'm not getting on the computer.
Neither do I.
If you say, well, you mean you are this and that, I say, no, I don't know how to do it.
Huh?
I ain't gonna lie.
Well,
and mess your computer up, I'll sure not be in trouble then. My mama said, if you don't know how to do something, leave it alone. That's just good sense. I got good sense. I might not have a college degree, but I got good sense. My mama said, some of us ain't instead of getting out of the shower, when we get in there, right?
Preaching.
I'm just saying it like it is.
Tell it.
And I was telling my little boy, he was coming back. He said, Daddy, you mean telling them old folks spit that? I said, yeah, they don't tell you don't spit, they just spit truth. Some of them children, I say it all the time, every week, some of them need to get their hat got it on.
All right.
The way they act.
Right.
Christmas time, they talk like they want some LeBron James. Man, we ain't know what LeBron James was. We better get on out of here, go get that soccer. Y'all remember that soccer?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Come on. No, they don't play with that no more. No, not them children. They want a PlayStation 5, 10, whatever it is, called $500-$600. I ain't got no money like that. We used to get, Miss Patty, we used to go, y'all know about TGNY?
Yes.
Okay. We used to, you get two pairs of chinnies up there. Santa Claus, be Santa Claus down that chimney tonight. And then we be going out and we ain't have the money to get nothing. No. But the old folks always go look for it back. Huh? They're putting that cool little handkerchief out. Boy, they can stretch a dollar too. Woo! Lord, they'll stretch a dollar from here to y'all. Y'all remember that? I'm old fashioned, the kid. I keep telling you, I'm old fashioned. Yes, sir. Look, we go up to you, and why? And they have a strap in his pack from here to y'all. We'd be 12 of them. Because my uncle used to come from California, and mama be the custom of my poor thing. And look, got his mind right quick. Look, so we going up in TGNY. Y'all know where TGNY is on Bolton? Yes. The fire, and y'all know where the fire used to be downtown, didn't it?
Yes.
They had them all-stars up there 12 hours. Uh-huh. We couldn't afford that.
No,
we had to go over there where them pros were.
$5, $3.
They was two for $3. Two back.
And you didn't tell Bumpy.
And you better keep them. You better keep them made. I say you better keep them to make in school out. And when you pass, you might get another pass. You might. What you mean that? They ain't gonna over there. He talking about. I told him this one, I said, boy, you just don't know. You just don't know. Because if you came up when I was coming up, you'd have been pushing up cases. Them old folks would have beat all the back off you. Let me go back to the text. 15 verse 8. Now he giving command. And Nebuchadnezzar is a man of greed. Don't you know greed will kill you? If somebody has got something and they just want everything, ask Naboth. Naboth asked Naboth. That's 1 Kings chapter 19:20. Go read, ask Naboth. That was Ahab won his vineyard. Y'all know about that. Look, greed will kill you.
Yes, it will.
Oh, Lord,
yes, it will.
You got all this and you want more.
More.
You ain't never satisfied what you got. And that's where Nebuchadnezzar was. He didn't care about nobody.
But himself.
But himself, that's right. And that's what a lot of people in today, they don't care about, they don't care if they hurt you, they don't care if they get you fired, all they want to do is get you to the top. And they said, look what he said. Because I ain't gonna have all the time to talk about all this, but look what he said. He said, now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, and all this stuff. But drop down middle part of that sentence. That's a sentence there. I can pass that in fact, because sentence. I know what that means, sentence. Look, middle part of the sentence, it say, well. Now you see that comment, if you got King James. It got a colon there and a question and a colon behind.
Right.
Well. That means it was perfect to him. It's me. To him. Oh, y'all ain't here. Y'all. That means that I spent a lot of money on this statue. Because I put my best into this statue. But let me tell you something, even your best ain't good enough for the Lord. Because the Lord is perfect. And he got pills on. Man, let me tell you something, the gold you got there together ain't worth nothing compared to what God said. I heard that the streets paved with gold. Don't you know? He said, I made it wait. And he said, look what it says, it's a conjunction there now. It says, but if you worship not,
go ahead.
Come on, preacher.
See, whatever's in you gonna come out you. If the old folks preach to you, that my mom and grandma told me what to do and not to steal and all that stuff, it's gonna be in you. Because the teaching that I had come from solid ground. That's why the children up there in the Baptist parish did now, because they're disobedient. It ain't because of the parents and teachers, they're just disobedient. It's because of what their parents they taught them. Some of them children come from good parents, but they just want to follow the crowd like I used to do, want to follow he and her. And you find yourself somewhere you ain't got no business. But it ain't like it used to be. When George Foots, y'all remember George Foots? The city judge. The old preacher had a good old Bible. Y'all remember he go up there to George Foots and sit down with George Foots and look and get you out of jail. You go on home. Don't get back in trouble now. But they ain't like that now, y'all. They just ain't like that now. The church won't say, no, they're gone now. This Jesus already said that it's gonna come a time when this old hate, a dog is hateful world. Yeah. Even the hate in it, that black horse is running rapid now. Come here, Revelation. It's running. When we used to live on Warsaw Street, Mr. Penny and them, when they get a home, everybody ain't a piece of the home. And I ain't say deer, I say home. Some of them got the pig feet, some of them got the lips, whatever. Every you got a piece of it. And when somebody gets sick, they come over to your house with that tea. I know y'all remember that dumpster down here, little third, dog. Son's boy. Well, you know, I'm grew up in something. They used to be New Orleans too. When anybody gets sick, the old folks will come and start praying for them. Got TVs and all that kind of stuff to help them along the way. We don't see that no more. You say, God, child, success. See, well, we'll pray for them. Y'all going on. Probably going to the casino.
See you coming and put the food.
Some of y'all didn't hear what I said. You hear what I say? When I say, somebody say, oh, such, you see. Well, I gotta go on down here. They got the drawing at the casino. Let me get on down here. I ain't thinking about no joke. No,
I
the anointing. Don't take no wooden nickels. Amen. These boys have been trained by their relatives that they are not going to serve no other God but the God, the virgin daughter of Zion. You have to know when you go back to work tomorrow morning that devil going to be meeting you right at the door. Yes,
that's right.
He's going to get in somebody to get you all off track. Yes. I don't care if you can be a principal. I don't care who it is. The devil gets into you. If you don't watch yourself, you'll be in trouble. You got to know how to deal with that. That's why I said don't take no more nothing. You got to know how to deal with that devil. You don't care who you get into. He don't care what. He don't care how you look. He don't care how pretty you are. If he get in you, he going to get in you. You got to say, no, devil, you can't come up to him. Because Jesus lives on the inside of me now. I'm a changed vessel now. The Bible says, behold, all things become new. If any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. You got to talk back to that devil. And how you talk back to him?
This God right here. When you sitting at the table, you looking at God right here. Because he said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know who it is, but somebody God got a blessing for. And you need to tell the devil, devil, no devil, you can stop my
faith. Jadel said all the time, ain't no devil in hell to stop what God got for you. He might form. Isaiah 54:17. It may form, but it ain't going to come near you. Because God got your name on. And when God want to give you something, I don't care who trying to stop you, you better get out of the way. Because if you don't get out of the way, you're in trouble. Trust my God. The man that stepped out on nothing and made something. The man that deployed the Red Sea. Man, you got me out of your mind. Romans 8:18 say, I reckon that the suffering this present world not worthy to be compared with the glory. I want to give him some glory this morning because he's worthy to be praised up in here. And I'm not bragging. It's some churches wish they did have a word going forward. They got money.
Y'all heard that song?
Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m.